Welcome to the Episcopal Church of the Redeemer's Sermon Podcast.
The readings appointed for this sermon are from the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 5 through 12, the first letter of John, chapter 3, verse 16 through 24, the Gospel according to John, chapter 10, verse 11 through 18, and Psalm 23.
Open our minds, warm our hearts, but also bend our wills, for we seek to hear your word.
Amen.
Amen. My kids have to be at school every day at 7:35 a.m. At first, I didn't mind. I've always been a morning person. At first, they were cute little kindergartners who wore whatever I set out for them. At first, we just accepted this early start time as district edict. So any inclination of rebellion was squashed by the ever-present, well, that's just the way it's always been. But sometimes I find it hard to suppress the voice of my alarm that rings at 6 a.m. saying, "The sun has not yet risen, but it is time for you to get out of bed." Some days, I just want to sleep till 8 a.m. and tell them, "Good luck." The bus stop is at the corner of Woodford and Robinson. Last week was a typical one. We got the kids up, and because I am not the perfect parent, I yell from the other room, "What do you want for breakfast? Put on your shoes. Yes, you have to wear a jacket. Is your folder in your book bag?" And despite myself, by some miracle of divine intervention, we got out the door a little early. I drove them to school. The sun was shining. Thank you, God, for spring. We listened to Paul Russell on Spotify and waved to friends who had to walk all the way from home. It was a good morning. After drop-off, as I often do, I called my sister. We talk mostly about nothing in particular. "What's your schedule for the day? Can you believe Mimi did such and such?" You know, normal chit-chat, so that we don't feel like we live so far away from one another. And while coming down the hill into Hyde Park on Ridge, I noticed a car stopped in the middle of the intersection and a man standing at the back of his car. Without thinking it through, I pulled off to the side, saying to my sister, "Hold on, a guy is stuck in the intersection. I'll call you right back." And as I jumped out of my car to see what was going on, I heard her yell through the speakerphone of my car, "It's not safe! Don't be a martyr, Melanie!" The intersection was filled with honking cars. One guy flew around us full speed, and only one other man, a guy driving a semi-truck, got out to help me push this other guy's vehicle to the curb so that everyone else could get back to what they were doing before someone's bad luck completely inconvenienced them. When was it, Lord, that we saw you in need and did not come to your aid? And Jesus answered, "Just as you did not do it for one of your fellow humans in small things, you did not do it for me." The voice of our shepherd, showing up even in small things. I got back in the car, and as promised, I called my sister. "What happened? I'm glad you're alive." I laughed, too. A guy just needed a little push. It wasn't until then that I realized how silly I might have looked pushing a car in my collar, or how annoyed I was that only one other guy got up to help us. While it was happening, there wasn't even a hint of self-reflection. Just impulse, led by what I think was the voice of Jesus. And as my sister rattled off anxious thoughts about all that could have gone wrong, you could have been carjacked. You could have been hit. There could have been some elaborate scheme to kidnap a middle-aged woman in broad daylight. I thought to myself, what's so bad about being a martyr? Isn't that what Jesus wants us to be? Or is it a spectrum? A spectrum between selfless and selfish. If there is a spectrum, what is the middle? What is it called? Is kenosis the goal? Does Jesus want us to be totally empty of ourselves? Or are maybe we too full of ourselves? I seem to remember the Apostle Paul writing something about vanity and haughtiness and pride. If we weren't so selfish, but not quite selfless, would the middle we seek just be ourself? I remember poring over the topic in seminary. Self-care, self-awareness, self-actualization. Who knew that the key to shepherding was self-understanding? I know my own and my own know me, says Jesus. I am the good shepherd. Talk about a guy who knows himself. Is it possible that life is just a great balancing act between self-preservation and self-giving? Is martyrdom really the goal? Or did Jesus do that for us? The Good Shepherd, of course, lays down his life for the sheep. But we are the sheep. So what is our role? Now, anyone who knows anything about sheep will tell you that they are nothing like cows. While cows can be prodded and pushed and forced to go where you want them to go, sheep are not like that. Sheep need to be led rather than shoved. Sheep are driven by trust, and they will go only where their shepherd has gone before. Sheep follow the one who knows them, and sheep believe that even if they wander off, their shepherd will draw them back to the middle, to the flock, where they are known and loved. Each one of us known by name. Somewhere between martyrdom and superiority is the self. And our task, I believe, is to find that middle ground. The balance between losing ourself and being obsessed with ourself. We have a shepherd who went out of his way to heal and proclaim and welcome. And we have a shepherd that who knew in order to do the work Sometimes it's necessary to go off and rest and pray, to be beside still waters and green pastures. We follow Jesus' example and fill our cups so that others may drink. We love ourselves so that we may love others. We forgive our own faults so that we may show compassion. And we find the center because that is where the scattered can gather. Somewhere between martyr and superior is a connectedness. It is a life-changing message, actually, in a society that values individualism and independence. You belong in the center. You belong to the fold. You can know that someone has your back when you feel lonely or separated or hopeless. I hope this is a message that you've heard over and over again at this church. I've heard Phil say it a million times. You are beloved and you are belonging. But Jesus tells us today that there are other sheep out there. Other sheep who need to hear this voice of reassurance and welcome. People need to know that they matter, that their self is loved and honored just as yours is. The week ahead may not require you to give up your whole life, but if you have to push someone's car to the curb just so they don't feel alone and scared, then get out of your comfortable vehicle of independence and push. Push with all of your might. I think that you'll find that it's the small things in life that remind us who we are. Amen.